Joining us on the line this week, we have CFL MVP, Ryder Great, Grey Cup champion, Kerry Joseph. Kerry, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Oh, I'm glad to have, glad to be on here. Thanks for inviting me on, guys.
Now, the last time we saw you was in 2014. Since then, you've been coaching at your alma mater, McNeese State. What made you want to get into coaching?
Well, I kind of knew at the back end of my career, when I came back and started playing in Edmonton, when Kavis Reed brought me in, just kind of being around the locker room and kind of being the older guy on the team, coaching the younger guys, I really felt that I had a love for the coaching world. I've been around the game of football for a long time and had a lot of experience. And I just felt that that was a good need for me to give back to the game. And then in the off season, working with the high school, the Nike High School football camps, coaching the younger high school kids, I just enjoyed the game and enjoyed coaching and teaching. I think my wife was the one that kind of put the cherry on the top when she just looked at me. She said, "You're going to do a great job coaching. I believe that's what you've been called to do."
So following that, one of our listeners, Daryl Pratt, asks, "Will you ever come back to the CFL to coach?"
You know what? I never say never. I'm enjoying where I'm at right now, being back at McNeese State, my alma mater, coaching with some former player teammates of mine. But at the same time, before I took this job, actually, Jason Moss was going to interview for the Edmonton job and actually gave me a call to gauge my interest to see if I would be willing to join his staff if he was hired there with the Eskimos. And I told him what was going on right now in the States at the time, and I had an opportunity to coach college ball here. And I told him, I said, "Look, if it doesn't work out, I definitely would love to talk to you about it." So it was a close possibility that I would have been up in the CFL this year.
One of our listeners, Jane Pittett, wants to know, who was your favorite teammate over the course of your career to play with, and why?
All of my teammates. that's a question you got to be careful how you answer that. You know what? I really cherished every teammate that I had an opportunity to play with, whether if I was close to them or not. But, you know, my guy over the years, I played 5 years with him before he retired, had a chance to win a championship with him, was Joe Murphy. And to this day, we're still real, real good friends. And, I mean, he was one of my favorites. But at the same time, I had many favorites. But if I had to choose one, I would have to say Joe Murphy. And if I had to choose another one, I'd say Jamal Robinson, who I had a chance to play with in Toronto for a few years.
And kind of on the flip side of that, was there any player that you just absolutely hated playing against, one that just had your number or made the game difficult for you?
Yeah, there's a few of those. It looked like I couldn't shake Barry Miles. It looked like every time a ball I let go out of my hand, it would always find his hand for some reason. He was a great football player and a guy that you knew you had to know where he was at on the field because he had a knack of finding the football. And he was one of those guys. And then I was kind of glad when Cameron Wake left and went to the NFL. I didn't have to worry about him chasing me down from the backside.
So we have a fun segment on our show. It's called the Hottie Bowl. Basically, it's like the Pro Bowl, but for the better-looking players. Can you give us one offensive and one defensive hottie from the 2007 Ryder team?
Okay. Oh, man.
You can say yourself, too.
I'm not going. I would definitely say myself, but if I can choose somebody that thought they was a pretty boy from the 2017, I would have to say Matt Dominguez.
What about a defensive player?
Defensive player, I'm thinking hard now. I got to think about all the guys I play with. Defense, I'm trying to think about the linebackers. It's a hottie boy?
Yeah.
Omar.
It's in his eyes, isn't it?
It was Omar Morgan, I think.
Yeah.
I remember Omar's last name.
Yeah, Omar Morgan. The ladies always talked about his eyes.
His eyes, Omar. I would have to say Omar. Yeah.
Perfect, thanks.
Besides winning the Grey Cup, what was your favorite moment as a member of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Oh, the 2007 Labor Day Classic. That game there is going to be one of my all-time favorites. Just the way we was able to win that game at the end with the quarterback draw, knowing that we was trying to just get in field goal position, to be able to come from behind, that was one of the moments I would never forget from the 2007 season.
Now, how closely do you still pay attention to the CFL?
I still pay attention to it. You know, I still have a lot of friends that's playing. You know, quarterbacks that I play with, LaMatt Nichols, Mike Riley. I have one of my homeboys from New Iberia, Louisiana, Deontay Spencer, another Magnese graduate that's playing in Toronto. So I still follow and keep and still see what's going on around the league whenever I can watch it, whether it be via computer or if it comes on like ESPN, I'll watch it here. So I still stay in touch with it and see what's going on.
Now, what are your thoughts on the league today with all these new rule changes?
You know what? I'm like this here. If it betters the game, if it makes it more exciting for the fans, and it can keep the game, the excitement in the game, I'm for anything that they change, to be honest with you. You know, and if it's for the safety of force, the way they protect the players, as far as the flags and the calls, it's all about safety. So anything that can make the game safe and fun, I'm all for it. You know, I think some people are getting a little frustrated when you have the challenging with the pass interference and calls, but, you know, to take the sides of the referees or officials, the game happens so fast, and sometimes they do miss calls. So to have that opportunity to go back and look at it, it might slow the game down some, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting the call right. And as long as they get the call right, I'm okay with it.
So one of our listeners, Joe Pritchard, asks, what surprised you the most when you first came to the CFL from the NFL?
Just the excitement of the fan base. You know, you didn't know what to expect. And just going into the different cities and see how people, how they were so excited and supportive of the CFL, I thought it was tremendous. And just the way the fans really cherish their CFL players and supported their CFL players, I thought that was remarkable, coming from the NFL, going to the CFL. And then the game, it was very competitive. I really felt that the game was very competitive because I knew guys were playing for different reasons. Guys were playing because they couldn't play in the NFL. Some was playing for money. Some was playing trying to get back to the NFL. So it really made the game very competitive.
Now, you switched positions a bunch in the early part of your career, including some time at slot back before getting your NFL gig at safety. If you weren't a professional quarterback, where do you think you would have seen yourself on the field, and where would you have liked to have played?
I would have loved to play on in the defensive backfield as playing a safety. If I couldn't play quarterback, I definitely would want to be a safety just so I can try to inflict pain on people.
So with it being the farewell season at Old Taylor Field, we do a segment called Mosaic Moments. What is your favorite memory from the old Mosaic Stadium?
One of them would be the Labor Day game. Another one would be the Lights Out game against Edmonton when the lights went out and we came back and won that game. Winning that playoff game at home was another one. Those are the three that really, really stick out to me from the 2 years that I spent in Mosaic Stadium.
And one of our listeners, Cole Shelton, wants to know, what was your favorite part of playing in the CFL? And the most memorable moment of your career, not just in Saskatchewan, but in the CFL as a whole?
You know what, I really enjoyed my time just around the different cities that I had a chance to play in, the relationships that I was able to develop, just, you know, being involved in the communities of the CFL in the different cities. You know, those were really important moments for me because you have to cherish relationships when you go different places. And just the teammates that I was able to develop relationships and play with and compete with, those moments there are lifetime moments that you can't you can't trade them for nothing. You really can't. And I'm always hold on to that because a lot of friendships, people that I was in high school with and I was friends with, I no longer talk to some people. But guys I played with throughout the years, look like those who the guys became your friends. And just cherishing those moments throughout the years has been really good for me. And that's one thing I would never forget about the CFL.
And Kerry, one final one for you here. What was the best road trip city when you went on the road to play?
Toronto and Vancouver. Those had to be the best.
Well, Kerry, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. I'm glad you guys invited me on.